Okay, today's daf in Masechet Brachot, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh, is daf Nun Vav, and we were holding right by Bar Hadaya, Mefasher Chalmahave. We finished the amazing ability of Chachma Yisrael to be able to understand the psyche of the Melech or of the Caesar, and to be able to create a dream image, which then forced itself upon its subconscious after it was thinking about it. But meanwhile, in the course of all of that, we came to see an amazing thing, which is that dreams are basically defined by the relationship of consciousness to the subconscious. And therefore, if you don't pay any attention to it, it doesn't mean anything. Well, once you try to be mefasher it, it tends to impose itself upon you because of the fact that you've defined it. So there was a professional interpreter who was called Bar Hadaya. Now, as I mentioned yesterday, a dream interpreter would naturally have his little peanut stand and said dream interpretations, one zuz, you know, or a quarter. So Bar Hadaya mefasher chalmahave, but it depended on whether you paid the fee. If you're one of these guys who expected to get a dream interpretation for free, he gave it to you all right, but boy, he gave it to you below the belt, let me tell you. So if you would pay him, so then he would give you a good interpretation. But if you didn't want to pay him, he was happy to interpret the dream and he killed you. And he was mefashal agriyuta. So Abaya Varova used to go to Bar Hadaya, and they both had the same dream very often. Abaya would always pay him his quarter. Rava refused to pay him. Okay, so when they had the same dream, so they said to him, one of the dreams was that we heard the pasuk in our dream, Shorcha tavuach leinecha, you're going to have your shor all slaughtered, but lo tocha mimenu, as part of the tochacha. So to Rav Bar Hadaya explained, oh my God, you're in big trouble. This means your whole business is going to go bankrupt, and none of what you have is going to allow you to eat because you're going to be so depressed. You're not even going to be wanting to eat, no appetite. To Abaya, he said, this means that your business is going to be so successful, you're not going to even be able to eat because you're going to be so excited by all of the new wonderful deals that you do every day that you're not even going to have an appetite. That's the reason it says you're not going to eat from it. And so this went on for many, many different dreams. And so they had another dream. Banim uvanot tolid. And this was, again, all dreams from the Tochacha. And unfortunately, it ends with v'lo yulacha, lo yulach, ki alchu b'shevi. So the Rava asked him what this means, and he told him horrible things, of course, as the bishute. To Abaya, they said, oh, now what it means is you'll have so many kids that, you know, you're not even going to have enough chatanim for your daughters locally. They're going to have to go marry all over the place, and they're going to be spread all over the world. You might even have some kids in Australia, you know, and it's going to be in your eyes as if they went into the Chevy of the Oyev because you never get to see them. Another dream that they had. And this is also a continuation of the Tochacha. So it actually comes before. What does it mean? So the Rava said, it means exactly what it says, you know. They're going to be captured and killed. It means you're going to have lots of kids. And it's going to mean that you're going to get into a fight with your wife because you're going to say, listen, you know, we have to keep it in my family. And she says, we got so many kids, they should marry to my family. And she's going to drive you so crazy, achbalacha, you're going to end up marrying your kids into her family. And man, that's like giving it to another country. Davika amacher. And the Rava, of course, it said it means your wife is going to die and your kids are going to end up being raised by a stepmother, a wicked stepmother, and that's the Amacher. The Amar Rava, you yourself, Rava said, Amar Yirmiyabavam Rav, what does it mean when it says, Banech v'dotech nutunim l'Amacher, is a reference to a second wife, and that's like an Amacher. You have to watch your children being raised in that way. Another time, they had a similar dream. They had a voice announce in the dream, Lech echol b'simcha lachmecha, shtei b'leif tov lachmecha, yeinecha kikvar ratzai Elohim et ma'asecha. So to Abaya, he said, this means you're going to be so successful that you're going to be eating and drinking, and this pasuk will mean exactly what it says. You're going to be so happy that at the seudas that you make, you're going to say the pasuk, Lech echol b'simcha lachmecha. But to Rava, he said, you know, they read this pasuk to a guy who loses everything, so you're going to have a disaster. and you're not going to be able to eat or drink anything. And this pasuk, they'll be saying to make you feel a little bit better, which sometimes that was a minhag. They also had a dream of another pasuk in the Tokacha, Zera Rav Totzia Sadeh. And again, all of this Zera is not going to help you because Ma'at Sof, because the locusts are going to eat it all. So the Abaya, he said, yeah, it's the first part of the pasuk, Zera Rav Totzia Sadeh. L'Rava, he said, the end of the pasuk, anything that you have is going to be destroyed by the locusts. Another pasuk, again, the same idea, Zeitim Yelecha B'chol Gvulecha. And also here too, you're not going to get any shemelotasuch ki shal zeitech. They're all going to fall off the tree. So once again, to Abaya, he said, yes, from the beginning of the pasuk, you can have massive growth. And to Rava, he said, they're all going to fall off the tree. It won't make any profit. Another pasuk, v'ra'u kol ameo arz ki shema shem nikra elecha, and so on. And v'yar'u mimeka, which we know is a reference to Tefillin, as we saw many times. And so to Abaya, he said, this means you're going to become famous. Ru Kolomea Aret, you're going to become a great Rosh Hashiva. And Ematcha Nafal Ba'alma, people are going to be terrified of whatever you say, and it's going to be taken very seriously. To Rava, he said, no, you know what's going to happen? There's going to be a break-in into the storehouses of the king, and they're going to accuse you of being behind the whole thing, and they're going to take you to jail, and everybody is going to use that as a simon, that if the government is willing to attack Rava, God only knows what's going to happen to us. So it'll be Ra'u Kol Amei Ha'aretz. What happens to a guy that Shem Hashem Nikra La V'Yira'u, from you, they'll make you a sign of fear. And as a matter of fact, that's exactly what happened. And that Lamacha, the very next day, there was a break-in. They came, the cops came and took Rava away. Then they said to him, we saw a vision of a big lettuce on top of a barrel. So to Abaye, he said, that means your ASIC, your business is going to spread, keep spreading like a lettuce. And to Rava, he said, it means it's going to turn bitter. Because remember, the idea of using lettuce for moror is because at the end, it leaves an aftertaste of bitterness. So you're going to look like you're making a lot of money. In the end, it's going to be bitter. They said to him, we saw meat on top of a barrel. So to Abaye, he said, yup, that means that your wine is going to be so amazing, everybody is going to come to you, and they're going to end up buying everything in the store because of how great your wine is. To Rava, it says, that means your wine is going to turn into vinegar, and everybody's going to come to buy meat in order to use whatever wine they bought from you. At least they could dip the meat in it, and then they won't have to throw it in the garbage can. We saw a chavit that is hanging on a palm tree. So to Abaye, he said, that means that your business is going to be up there in the sky. And to Rava, he said, that means your wine is all going to turn so sweet that it's going to be like dates. Nobody's going to want to drink it because it's going to taste like the American Concord grape. Who wants to drink that? Amrile chazan rumana de katre apuma de dani. So we saw a pomegranate, a limon, that was growing out of the top of a barrel. Really weird. So to Abaye, he said, that means that the limon is like full of these beautiful seeds. That means that your business is going to be succeeding like a limon. And to Rava, he said, that means that everything is going to be like sourish in your business, like a limon. We saw a barrel fall into the pit. So Abaye, it was a common saying in those times that if you weren't able to buy something, it was forget it. Nafal pita babira, like everything, it just fell into a hole, meaning you can't get it. V'lo shtakach. So to Abaye, he said, that's what it means. Everybody's going to want to get Abaye wine, and Abaye wine is going to be so much in demand that you're not going to be able to keep up with demand. To Rava, he said, it means that your stuff is going to be so terrible, it's just going to be thrown into the garbage. Then they said, we saw a bar chamra, we saw a donkey that was standing next to where we were lying, and it's braying. So to Abaye, he said, that means you are going to be a Rosh Hashiva, and you're going to have an amora. An amora is somebody who talks loud and says over the shear, and that's the vision of the chamor. And to Rava, he said, that means that actually the words peter chamor became erased from your tefillin. And that's what's happening with the Parsha of Petach Hamor. So he said, that's ridiculous. I know that that's not true. I checked my tefillin just recently, and the word Petach Hamor is there. No, and the whole Petach Hamor, the vav in the word Hamor in Petach Hamor, that for sure is gone from your tefillin. And sure enough. Anyway, in the end, Rava started going on his own. I guess he got a little embarrassed at the way his dreams were always bad and Abaye's dreams were always good. So he says to him, well, I saw the front door of my home collapse. What does that mean? He said to him, that means that your wife is going to die because she keeps the house. I saw in my dream that my back teeth, my front teeth all fell out of my mouth. That means your boys and girls' children are going to die. I saw in my dream that there were two birds, pigeons, that they flew out of my hand. No, that means you're going to be marrying two women. You're going to get to be divorced from both of them. And then he said to him, I saw tregil doy de lifta. So I saw two turnip heads. Two turnip heads? That means you're going to get busted on your head. It's a turnip, looks like the top of one of those Maasai things that they used to bop you over the head, right? So you're going to get two nice smash bangs. Mute Yaakov? Okay, mute Yaakov. I got it. Okay, so you're going to get two bangs over your head. So Rava said, oh, no, I'm not. I'm going to be hiding in the Beis Medrash today, buddy. Nobody's going to get to me. So Rava decided he's going into the Beis Medrash early. He's spending the whole day there. Sure enough, he gets there, and there's these two blind people that are fighting with each other, mamish physically fighting. So Rava goes over there to separate the battle, and each one of them hits Rava a nice big bang. And then they pick up their stick to hit him again. And Rava says, wait, I only saw two in the dream. You can't hit me again. So, okay, at least he didn't get more than that. Anyway, in the end, Rava decided, you know what, maybe I'll start paying the guy. I mean, he's been so active in my dreams. He started paying him. That'll be 5 cents, please. Fine. So then after that, Rava says to him, okay, I saw the wall of my house collapsed. Oh, that means that there's not going to be any boundaries for the great riches that are going to be yours. The gvul, without any kind of mitzorim, you know, like Yaakov Avinu. And then he said, I saw that Abaya's house collapsed, and the dust that was raised by the collapse fell all over me. Oh, that means Abaya's going to die. All of his Talmidim are going to come to you, that you should be their Rosh Hashiva. And that's what happened. And then he said to him, I saw my own house collapse, and the whole country comes, everybody's coming along and picking out bricks and pieces of stone and walking off with it. Ah, he says, that means that you are going to become so famous that everybody is going to take every word that you say, pick it up, and bring it all across the world. I saw that my skull split open and my brains fell out. Oh, you think that's a bad dream? That simply means that you've got a little bit of stuffing in your pillow. You better put it back in. And then he said to him, I had this dream in which they were reading the Hallel in for me. Oh, that means that great miracles are going to happen for you. Anyway, everything was fine except for the unfortunate fact that Rava and Baradaya once took a little trip together. And Baradaya suddenly thinks to himself, wait a minute, didn't I say that all kind of miracles are going to happen to this guy because of the Hallel? Why do I need to be in the same boat of a guy that needs to have miracles happen? I'm getting off of the boat. So the next time that the boat stops, he jumps out of the boat. And as he's jumping out of the boat, his personal notebook falls out of his back pocket. So Rava picks it up to give it back to him and to yell to him. And he sees, like, written right there on the cover, it says, Kola Chalomoto Chima Charape. So Rava suddenly realized, this bastard, he was the one that destroyed my life because I wasn't paying him his quarter. He says to him, you Russia, you mean it was all up to you? B'nidoch Kaimovitz Artan Kuleha, you put me through so much pain, I'm Moichel everything to you, but I can't be Moichel the death of my wife. That's Rav Chista's daughter, irreplaceable, may you be handed over to a malchus that is pitiless. So Baradaya says to himself, oh God, now I am in serious trouble. I mean, you know, there's the Gemara that if a chochem is mekalel, even for no reason, it comes true. Koshikin Rav has an awful lot of good reasons for cursing me. What should I do? I'm going to be killed. I know what I'll do. I'm going to go into Golus. And Omar Golus is Mechaperet Avon. So he gets up, Goli Le Beirumo, he goes to Rome. He sits down and he opens up his little store, you know, the little booth over there with all the other refugees. And he puts it by the Reish Turzina de Malka. He puts it by the door of the guy who's in charge of the storage house of all of the king's valuable stuff. So that guy who was the one in charge, he had a dream. So he comes over to Bar Hadaya, refuses to pay him anything. And he says, I had this dream and a needle went into my finger. 25 cents, please. Drop dead. No yoivle. Okay. No money, no lani. So there was no dream, no dream interpretation. So next day he comes, he said, this dream is getting worse. Today I had a dream that there two of my fingers were infected by the same needle. That'll be 25 cents, please. They didn't give it to him. Nope. Then I don't tell you anything. The next day he says, the needle's gone through my entire hand. So this time Bharataya couldn't resist telling him, what that means is that worms have eaten all of the best. So you got a moth invasion, all of the best clothing that you were supposed to be taking care of, they're all gone. So Shami Bey Malka, they heard that it was all destroyed, and they bring this Reish Turzina to kill him. So as they're taking him out to kill him, he says, what are you killing me for? There was a guy that knew about the whole thing and refused to say anything until it was all wrecked. So then they went ahead and Aitula Bar Hadaya. They said to him, because of your rotten 25 cents, you've destroyed $500 million? Are you nuts? So they were not very happy. So they decided on a very unusual punishment. So they took these two enormous cedar trees and they tied them together using a pulley system to draw them very close to each other. And they tied Bar Hadaya with one leg to one tree, one leg to the other tree. And then this part, the Tzitalik Reisha, is probably a mistake because only at the end it's the Tzitalik Reisha. And then they split the rope and both trees flipped back, you know, with thousands of pounds of pressure to where they were, tearing Bar Hadaya's body into two parts. V'nofal l'trein, and Bar Hadaya fell into pieces, including Tzitalik Reisha, including his head, that's probably where this belongs, right? And his entire, talking about his brains falling out, his entire body was ripped to shreds. Shaul ben Dama ben Achotosh Rabbi Shmuel as Rabbi Shmuel. So Ben Dama was a nephew of Rabbi Shmuel. And he asked Rabbi Shmuel to interpret some dreams for him. So he said, I saw in a dream that my cheeks, my jaws, were gone. He says, what that means is that there were Shnei Gidude Romi, Yatsu Alecha Ra'ah, but they were made to. So the cheeks were, is meaning that people were talking about you and there were great plans to get rid of you. And then they fell away. Their enemies have fallen away. Bar Kapora said to Rebbe, you know, I saw my nose fall off. Now, what does that mean? That means that Charon Af, anger from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was removed from you. Nistalek Mimcha, it's a great simon. Bar Kapora says, I saw that my two hands were cut off. Oh, fantastic, Simon, says Rebbe to him. That means you will not need your hands. You know the old Cat Stevens songs, right? So you won't need your hands because anyway, you're going to be so rich. What would you need Maisi Yadayim for? So you don't need Maisi Yadayim. Then he said, another dream. I saw my two legs cut off. Fantastic, said Rebbe. What a Simon. It means they're going to be buying you a Maserati and you're going to be driving around all over the place. What would you need legs for? Then he said, I saw that I was given a prophecy in my dream. In Adar, you will die and never live. In Nisan. So he said, fantastic, Simon. That means, Ba'adruta Mitat, in great fame, will you die ultimately. And you will never come to a Nisayon, which is what Nisan meant. It meant you will never be given a Nisayon. A tzeduki came to Rabbi Shmuel and said to him, I saw this weird dream that I'm pouring oil onto olives. Yep, said, obviously you've been sleeping with your mother. He said to him, I saw that I pulled a star out of the sky. Oh, that's a remiss to a Ben Yisrael that you obviously have captured. Now you're holding him for ransom, I assume. Then he said, well, I had another dream that I swallowed a star. Oh, you already sold the guy and you've used the money. And he said, I saw my eyes that they were kissing each other, touching one another, totally cross-eyed. Yeah, that's a sign you've been sleeping with your sister. Then he said, I saw that I kissed the moon. That means you've been sleeping with the wife of the Ben Yisrael. Then he said, I saw that I was treading grapes, and it was in right next to Hadassah that was, it was casting a shadow. Oh, that means you were right near the chuppah, and you were treading grapes, meaning that you were killing this virgin, and she was a Nara Hamurasa because she was going to be getting into the Hadassim, and you obviously were Baal Nara Murasa. And then he said, I saw Tunomi Eloi Vumitatoi. So I see, first I see that I'm carrying something on top, and I see it's on the bottom. That means that you've been sleeping with women from the wrong end. Then he said to him, I saw that my bed was surrounded by these crows. Oh, your wife is screwing around with people all over the place. Then he said, I see that I had these doves and they were all around my bed. Yeah, that means you've got women all being pulled into your bed. Then he said, I saw that I was holding these two doves and they were flying away, but they obviously couldn't get away because I'm still holding them while they're flying. Oh, that means you married two women, you sent them away and refused to give them a divorce, and now you're holding on to them. Then he said, I saw that I was peeling eggs. Oh, God, you're a real case. That means shachvika mishalachat. That means that you go around stripping the dead. You know, so you get into the graveyard, you take whatever it is that they're wearing. And the guy said, no, wait a minute. The sexy stuff, that's all true, you know, but that's fine. But to accuse me of this? That's horrific. Kulo itnubi, everything is true except for this one. I mean, what do you think I am? As they're talking, this woman comes along and says, what the heck? That coat was worn by Joe, who died yesterday. You disgusting person. You obviously went into the graveyard and stripped him. Oh, well, anyway. On my life, and he says to Rabbi Yishmael, I saw this dream in which I was told, your father has left you property in Kapotkia. So Rabbi Shmuel said to him, do you, your family owns property in Kapotkia? Never heard of it, said the Tzaduki. No. Did your father ever go to Kapotkia? No. So then obviously it doesn't mean the place Kapotkia. Anyway, that would be Barnea's neighborhood. So why would anybody have a dream about that? No, it must mean Kapotkia means Kapodika, which means a kapa, that's a word that is used for a roof beam. That's a keshura. And dika means desi. In other words, so it's 10, the 10th beam. Go up to his house, look at the beam, which is on top of 10 beams on the roof as the roof goes up. And that means that that beam is full of cash. He goes and sure enough, he finds that it's full. Ashkach shimaleya zuzi. Said Rabbi Hanina. Now, there's different, the Gemara is just going to go through different words or different symbols which could have multiple meanings. And in fact, the Gemara is going to talk about the multiple meanings later, but first, it wants to tell us the good kind of stuff that it could mean. So it gives us just a list of various meanings. So, says Rabbi Hanina, somebody who sees a be'er in a chalom, that's a sign that he's going to have peace. And in the end, that becomes Rechovot and Shalom, and there's no fighting on it in the end. Rabbi Natan Omer, it's a sign of Torah. And it says over there, Be'er Maim Chayim by Yitzchak. Rava says it means Chayim. Mamash, why do you have to translate it into all the other things? It says, Be'er Maim Chayim. Omer Rabbi Hanan, there are three things that are a simon of Shalom. One of them is a flowing river, one of them is a bird, and the other one is a pot. So a river, why do I say that Shalom says in the Pasuk, Inini notea alea kenahar Shalom? A tzipor, because it says beferish that the vision of the Hatzolah of Yerushalayim is kitziporim afot, kenya gena shem tzvakot al Yerushalayim, Ganon v'tzil, then that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to save you as birds. Some learn this means as birds that rush up. Others learn that it means with drones to kill out the enemies or whatever. But the idea is that it's a sign of peace because that's the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making on Yerushalayim. Ken yagen Hashem tzvakot, and a pot, because it says Hashem tishpot shalom lanu. Tishpot means to set a pot upon a stove. So it says shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to set the pot of peace, so to speak, on the oven. Rebbe Chanina, we're talking about over here a pot that does not have any meat in it. And if it would be with meat, then it would be a disaster. Because remember, after all, the Pusik says, Asher achlu sharami, and they're talking about the way that the Ashirim and their leaders are killing everybody else, and orami aleim hifshitu, and they take away from the aniim, which is a pot. So that would be another horrible meaning if there were actually meat in the pot. And therefore, it's not a good sign. Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, these things actually have multiple meanings. And because of that, you should immediately be mefasher the chalom properly. So if you see a nahar in the chalom, say that pasuk. First thing you do when you get up and you remember the dream, say the pasuk of Hinanini Elte Alea Kinahar Shalom, because if another pasuk falls into your mouth, Ki Yavo Kinahar Tsar, it will be a terrible sign. You see at Tzipor, yes, it's true that Kitzipurim Ofot Kenya Gena Shema Yerushalayim and so on, but say the pasuk before suddenly another pasuk may fall into your brain, which is terrible, which is Kitzipor Nodedet Min Kina Ken Ish Noded Bimekomo, which will be a simon of Golos. And the same thing is true if you see a pot in a dream. Yashkim Yomar, what we said, Hashem Tishpot Shalom Lanu, because there's another terrible meaning, which is Kodim Shkadmenu Pasuk Achar, Shvot Asir Shvot, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, let's prepare all the people in Yerushalayim to be cooked in Yerushalayim with the siege. They could be, it gets hotter and hotter. Haro'e Anavim Bechalom, you see grapes, so you should get up and say, the pasuk of Ka'anavim Bamidbar Matzati Yisrael Kivekura B'Teimna. This is referring to Yitzias Mitzrayim and so on. And that pasuk is a nice pasuk, but better say it fast before you get the pasuk from the Tokach, from the Shira in Veimu in Veirosh. Haro Ehar Bechalom. You should say Ma Navu Alarim Raglei Mevaser Mevaser Tov. Kodim Shekan Menu Pasuk Achad. Acher, which is the horrible al heharima sabachi v'nehi v'al na'ot midbar kina, which is a reference to the destruction of Yerushalayim. Haro eshofar b'chalom. You should get up and say the pasuk v'hoya b'yomahu yitaka b'shofar gadol kodim shikadmenu pasuk acher tiku shofar b'giva, reference to the coming churban. Haro ekelev b'chalom. So then you should say l'chol b'nei Yisrael lo yacharatz kelev l'shono. Before you get the pasuk of Haklavim Azay Nefesh. And then it goes on to say that the Panu Ish Levitz O Miketseyu. It's a terrible description of Rishoyim in Yisrael. So each one of these psukim, again, has these terrible double meanings. Haro'eh Ari Bechalon. So then a lion could be a beautiful sign of the presence of the Shekhinah coming. Aryeh Sha'ag Milo Yira. But you better do this before the pasuk referring to the Nebuchadnezzar and Bavel's going out to war across the world. Allah Aryeh Misuvcho. If you see a haircut in a dream, so then say the pasuk about Yosef. Yosef, when he was Eilo the Gedula, it says Vaygalach Vayachalif Simlotav, and then he was brought to Paro, and from that came the whole Yeshua. Before the pasuk of Shimshon, where Shimshon said, if I get a haircut, that's the end of me. And this he's telling to Delilah, and in the end, that really destroyed him. So, im gulachti v'sar mimeni kochi. If you see a be'er, which is how we started, so then actually say the pasuk of be'er mayim chayim before the pasuk of the destructiveness of a be'er, which is the pasuk of ke'akir bir ba'ir, really, is which is the equivalent of a bor, it's the equivalent of a mayan, me'meha, and so on, which is terrible. And the same thing is true of not only of the Be'er, but of a Kaneh. You wake up after having seen a picture of a reed, so then read the pasuk, Kaneh Ratzutz Lo Yishaver. that Mashiach will not hurt a fly, so to speak, even a kanerat sutz, that he's so sweet and gentle. Konim shikadmenu pasuk acher, hinei batachta l'chal mishinet hakanerat sutz, a reference to the smichas on Paro, which HaKadosh Baruch was very angry at. Tone rabbonin aroei kane b'chalom yitzapeh l'chokhma, sheneemar kinei chokhma. So the word kane is a siman to getting some massive thing, and the Torah refers to it as chokhmah. If you see a number of kanim, that's a sign that you should be mitzapeh for bina, because it's called kinyanecha kedei bina. Omer Rebbe Zera, any of the words, that we're going to see what we're talking about, words or actual images. So kara, kora, kira, kanya, all of these are good signs for a dream, and therefore, you can realize, so if you see a kara as a type of a pumpkin, or a palm, the kora of the palm, or wax, or reed, these are good simonim for a dream. And furthermore, if you see a pumpkin, then that means that you must be a tremendous Yorei Shamayim, because only a tremendous Yorei Shamayim gets to see a pumpkin in a dream. So this is some are mefarish that a pumpkin, you know, all the world-setting records of vegetation size are all pumpkins, right? Immense pumpkins. And yet the pumpkin does not rise at all above the ground. It's literally on the ground. So it's a siman for the tremendous. The bigger the size of the pumpkin head, the more anivas there is in the pumpkin head. Interesting difference from the general culture approach to pumpkins, right? They use it as a siman of ra and so on. So that would only be to a Yorei Shamayim b'kokocha. Somebody sees a shore in a dream. So then you should get up right away and say, b'chor shoro hadar lo. And then before he gets the other pasuk, which we just had, ki yigach shor es ish, that's not a good sign. Tana Rabbana, there's five things that are said about a shore in a dream. If you see yourself eating a steak from that shore, then you're going to get rich. If it gores you, that's a sign you're going to have children that are going to be powerful goring horse shvarim in Torah in the Beis HaMedrash. If the shore bites you, that's a sign that you soon are coming. If it kicks you, it means that you're going to be flying through the air in one of those horrible aluminum cylinders which is going to take you to a derech rechoka. If you ride it, it's a sign that you're Eilo the Gedula. Wait a minute, the Braita says, ride it, it's a sign you're going to drop dead. Yeah, but didn't say who rides what. The first one is where you ride the shore. The second one is where the shore rides you, and that is not a good sign. What about if you see a chamor in a chalon? Ah, that's a sign of coming Yeshua. Shenema by Mashiach, it says, Hinei Malkech Yavola, Tzadik V'noshahu, Aniv Rochev Al Chamor. So if you've got this vision of Mashiach coming on a donkey, what about if you see a cat? Well, it depends about how cats are locally referred to. If it's in a place where people refer to a cat as a shunra, so then it's probably reversed over here, by the way. It should probably say if it's a shinra, then it means you're going to have a beautiful song written about your life. And if it's a shunra, then a shinui ra is going to happen to you. Shunra. Haro'eh anavim. If you see grapes, so if they are white grapes, that's always a good sign, whether they're in season or not. It's yafot. If you see a dark grape, it depends. I mean, if it's a season for dark grapes, so that's a sign of hatzlacha and production. But if not, then it's not the grape that's important over here, it's the darkness, and that's a bad sign. If you see a white horse in a dream, so white horses, those are always great. Doesn't matter whether that horse is running fast or whether it's just trotting and smiling at you. It's a good sign. If it's a red horse and the red horse is just prancing nicely, that's a good sign. But if it's running, that's a sign that you're at war. If you see Yishmael in a dream, so then it means that your tefillah will be heard the same way as the word Yishmael. But this is only if you see Avram Avinu's son Yishmael. If you see an Arab, believe me, it's not a good sign. So Tayyaba Al-Malo. How about if you see a camel in a dream? That's a sign that you were meant to die. Mita niknesalo min ha-shamayim, and you were delivered from it. What's the simen? Amar Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina Maikra, v'anochi eredim chamitzrayim, v'anochi alcha gamala. Gamala is gamal, gamala. Say it fast, and it's a gamal. Obviously, the Ramazim over here in gamal are profound because, as we know, Gamal is a siman of Midas Hadin, as the Zohar points out, and it means that that's why Rivka had to fall off of the Gamal when she came in the presence of Yitzchak and the dangers of being in that kind of presence. So this is a nice siman for Gamalah for the point that you were rescued from the Gamal, so to speak, rescued from Midas Hadin. Rabbi Nachum bar Yitzchak Omar, there's another pasuk. It's Gam Hashem Evircha Tatcha Lo Tamud, Gam Lo, Gam Allah. Haro'eh Pinchas Bechalom. Let's see, Pinchas. Now, Pinchas, the Gemara talks about these amazing six nisim that were done for Pinchas at the time that he was Mekaneh, and that's a sign that amazing things are going to happen to you. Pela, Naselo. If you see an elephant in a chalom, an elephant peel is a sign of pilaot, amazing things. If you see multiple elephants, that's pilaot nasolo. Wait a minute. What about the braita that says all types of animals are a nice, wild animals are a nice sign in a dream, except for elephants and monkeys? Now, you say the elephant is a good sign. It says over here it's a bad sign. It depends. Lokasha. I mean, it depends if it's a wild elephant coming at you and it does not have any control. So it doesn't have a saddle on it. If it's got a saddle on it, then you've got a lot of power in your camp, and then it's a good sign. If you see huna bechalon, or that means that a nace is going to be done for you. If you see Chanania, Yohanan, this means many nisim are going to be done for you. Now, all of these are remuzim, obviously, because of the interrelationship of chen with nun for nes. So chen is a simile, remotze chen. Huna also, hey and chet are interchangeable. So that means that if you've got multiple nuns, like chanina, chananya, and yohanan, so then you're going to have multiple nisim, because they're all in the context of the chen. And that, of course, this is as we actually find historically. These are the people for whom these nisim were done. If you see a hesped b'chalom, so that's a sign that you were going to die, min ha-shamayim chosu alav, so then they were chas on you, and they were po to him from the what would have happened. So you could say hesped can be actually chosu podu. Has bet. It's ches also. We just use the hay and the ches interchangeably. So chas pad. Now, all of these things that we're talking about are not a vision. These last things are all talking about words. Huna, chanina, hesped are where you have a right to darshan the letters. And that's why it's referring to these things. What about somebody who sees himself saying Yehei Shmei Rabbah Mevorach in a dream? That's a sign that he's a Ben Olam Haba. If he's saying Kriya Shema in his dream, that's a sign that he's Roi Shetishrei Alav Shechina, and the only reason that he doesn't have Nevias is because the door is not Zakai that he should have Nevias. If he sees himself wearing tefillin in a dream, it's a sign it'll be Oila L'Gedula, Shenema V'ra'u Kol Amei Ha'aretz Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha. And remember, as we've had multiple times, Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol Omer, Eilu Tefillin Sheberosh. If somebody sees himself davening, he's being mitpalel in a chalom, that's a sign that he's being oimed bifnei hashchina, and therefore to simin yofalo. But that's only if he was not misayim his tefillah. If he's misayim the tefillah, it means he's already gone out from under the shchina. Okay, tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, at 8 o'clock, we'll have all the sexual dreams, which are completely non-intuitively explained in the Gemara. I don't think Freud would have approved at all the Gemara's interpretations, but okay. So we've got a different look at Chalomot. And today we very much stress the multiple potentials of interpretations, which we spoke about tomorrow, in the way in which things can mean all types of different things, depending on how it is that you react to them, relate to them. And I mentioned to you yesterday, Chazon Ish said, I never went for a tovas chalom in my life, never wasted my time. And all to me was just a big joke. Only thing that I did for chalomot was go to Birkas Kohanim and say that tefillah. I'm perfectly happy with my Torah and I don't need any superstitions. Okay. Wonderful. Have a great Shabbos and a great Ador. And we'll talk Bezrat Hashem very soon. Kol Tov, Shabbat Shalom, Umevorach.